So my next guest, I'm excited. I actually worked with Marty. He runs North Point Security. I had a major corporation that may have had some trade secrets and the like being spied upon, and I called my FBI team that works for us, and retired FBI agents and retired Secret Service agents, and they said there's only one guy, and that was Marty. Marty came in from the west side of the state, spent a whole day sweeping this major company to and the peace of mind that he gave to the board and to the ownership was second to none. And I have been involved just most recently in so many cases where there's eavesdropping, tracking, all sorts of things that is amazing to me in the advancement of what companies have to go through and what they have to think about, what individuals have to go through and what they have to think about. Without any other ado, I'm going to let Martin talk about himself. Martin Van Fleet. So pleasure to have you on, my friend. Are you there?
I am. Thanks for having me on, Todd. I appreciate that introduction.
The pleasure's mine, and I must tell you, any great agency that we go with always recommends your name when it comes to these the BSI, the surveillance, and the like. So, and you work around the country, don't you? I mean, currently you're out in New York.
I am. Yeah, I do quite a bit of work for different companies all over the place, and keeps me very busy. This is seems to be a growing problem with eavesdropping, and I don't think it's going away anytime soon.
I can only imagine. So when a little bit of your background,
sure.
And Andy Bartnowak, our good friend and former agent who talks about you highly as well. You worked together with him in the FBI. Tell us, how long were you with the feds?
I was with the FBI for 26 years. I worked a lot of criminal cases, bank robberies, violent crime, and then Andy and I were on the drug squad together, actually. And then after that, I became what was called a technically trained agent. I was one of the guys who was responsible for installing electronic surveillance, whether that be wiretaps, cameras, GPS trackers, different things like that. And eventually I was given special training in finding those devices. And that's known as technical surveillance countermeasures, more commonly known as bug sweeps. And I was sent to FBI facilities in the US as well as embassies where we have legal attaché offices to make sure that there were no eavesdropping devices in those facilities.
Wow. And on top of all of that, you got your JD.
Yeah, I did. Actually, I had it before I came in. I never practiced, though, unlike you. I got that, and then after I retired in 2016, I got my private investigator license so that I could do this work. I started Northport Security then, and primarily I do corporate offices, boardrooms, hotel meeting rooms where companies are doing meetings off-site, as well as residences for executives, jets, vehicles, different things like that. And then I also get calls for sweeps of residences for individuals who are involved in legal disputes, whether it's divorce or some other type of matter, just to make sure that somebody hasn't put a tracker on their car or put some type of bug in their house. And then more recently, probably, unfortunately, I get more calls for hidden cameras in places like schools and gyms and businesses where somebody has put one of these cameras in a bathroom, and that's becoming probably a bigger problem than anything right now.
Yeah, that's a different dimension for which I don't understand. But that being said, the advancement you have seen in the decades that you've been doing this, I got to believe it's light speed because of all the technology and the like.
Sure.
Certification has to be, you know, difficult in and of itself at times. How fast is it moving? And, you know, anecdotically, what do you see?
Yeah, I think it's very, very fast. When I started out putting devices in, we had pinhole cameras, which were, half a foot long, and you had a giant VCR that you recorded to, and you had a power supply. You had to run lines for it, cables and things. And now I can go to Amazon or eBay, and I could buy a camera that looks like a cell phone charger or a smoke detector for less than $50, and I can basically just plug it in, and it's good to go. And there's no wiring involved, and I can use my cell phone to live monitor what's going on in that space if I'm within a certain distance, or if I know the Wi-Fi password for the residence or the office space. So, those things have just changed. They've got more miniature, they've got cheaper, and they've got easier to use between cameras as well as trackers. When you think about, in the early days, trackers were big devices that would just kind of send out a ping, and you'd use the equivalent of a radar scope to find them. And now you've got AirTags that are about the size of a quarter that are $29 that anybody can slip into, any space they want and use to track somebody pretty easily and with a great deal of accuracy.
Now, scary stuff in a lot of ways, I would imagine. And being able to detect that, I guess would require special equipment.
Yeah, it does. A lot of the focus of the tools I use is finding wireless signals, and I've got some special equipment. It's quite expensive. Same stuff that the government uses. And basically, you're just looking for signals that shouldn't be in that space, whether it's in a home or an office, and tracking those signals down and establishing that either they're outside of the space or inside. And if they're inside, tracking them down to a particular object and determining whether it's a legitimate item, like the AV system, for instance, or it's somebody who's put a camera in there that's transmitting out. And so we have special tools that look for those radio signals, whether they're Wi-Fi signals or Bluetooth, any type of signal. So, and there's other tools too, but that's probably the bigger focus, just because it's easier to use a device that doesn't have to be wired up. I can monitor it from a distance, and I can install it quickly, and there's not a whole lot of risk of being caught.
Mm. So, corporations today in our world for which we live, Ford, GM, you name it, when they have these protected patents and or board meetings and the like, you're one of the guys, the go-to people that has to go in and work on a site. How long does it normally take if you have to, cover everything?
Sure. So typically one of my jobs would be 8 to 10 offices in a boardroom, which would take me a full day to do.
Wow. And is there been, well, I don't want to get into a particular name or anything of that sort, but have you seen advanced technology in places that have surprised you?
Yeah. And, I think what's interesting is it's not necessarily a spy, a Russian or Chinese agent who's breaking into a place. It's typically an insider. It's somebody who's about to be terminated, their employment's about to be terminated, or they just have a grudge against somebody and they'll put something in. And that's probably what I see more than anything is somebody who already has access to the space. So you can have great cameras and, access control systems, but if somebody already has access to the space, it's pretty difficult to defend against that.
Right. Right. You know what I want to do someday? I want to read your book that you're going to write, because there's got to be a great book and some great stories about all the stuff you have done and seen. And when I watched you operate for our company that we retained you for, I was kind of blown away by how detailed and how advanced and how crazy this world can be. So I'm going to have you on again, and I know I much appreciate you, and so does every lawyer in the country that hires you. So thank you so much, Brian.
Thank you, Chad. I appreciate it.
Be well, my friend.
You too. Bye.
So we're going to come back, and we're going to bring in none other than my partner, Todd Perkins, in life, and we're going to talk a little bit about a few things. We're going to talk about P. Diddy, and we're also going to talk about the Eastern Market shooting, which— Todd Perkins was the man, as he always is. We'll be right back just after this.